Turn your Bibles this morning to Genesis, second chapter.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis 2.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis 2 and verse 9, please.
第九节。
And out of the ground the Lord God caused to grow every tree that is pleasing to the sight and good for food. The tree of life.Also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。约翰福音第三章第十六节。
John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him,shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 10:10.
约翰福音十章第十节。
John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill, destroy. I came, Jesus speaking, that they might have life and might have it abundantly.
盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊或做人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
John 20:31.
二十章三十一节。
John 20:31. But these, let's start with the 30th verse.Many other signs, therefore, Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. 31st verse. But these have been written, that you may have believed that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name.
耶稣在门徒面前，另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事。要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we're thankful for this time you just gave us to worship you.
父啊，我们实在为这个时间来感谢你，我们能够敬拜你。
And we want to just continue our thinking of you as we look at your word.
当我们在读你的话语的时候，我们要来更多的纪念你。
Father, we come needing grace for this hour.
在这个时候，我们更多需要你的恩典。
Your grace for speaking.
对讲的人。
Grace for translating.
对翻译的人。
And grace for hearing.
对听到的人。
Lord, we just say thank. We already thank you in advance for the time that you have given us now.
我们为这个时间，我们先来感谢你。
And by faith we stand in for your fullness for this hour.
在信心的里面，我们相信你有对我们有丰富的同在。
We need your life.
我们需要你的生命。
And we thank you for giving it to us.
谢谢你把这个生命赐给我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
This morning, I have been burdened by this word, life.
今天早上我的负担是这个字生命。
Each one of the verses that we read gave reference to this word.
刚才我们读到的圣经里面都有讲到这个字生命。
Anytime we're in declension, anytime there is a decline, it's necessary to go back to the beginning.
当我们面临到一个堕落的时候，我们总是要回到起初。
And the Apostle John, was writing in such a time of declension.
当这个约翰在写书信的时候，那个时候，已经开始落后了。
The Lord Jesus, when John wrote the Gospel, had already gone to his Father some 60 plus years before.
当约翰写约翰福音的时候，我们主耶稣已经复活升天将近六十年之久。
And John wrote in order to bring back to the attention of the believers this word alive.
因此约翰就用这个字要来让信徒们能够重新来回到主的面前。
This was something that was beginning to wane.
这就是开始慢慢要失去的一件事。
Secondary things had come into the church.
在教会里面许多次要的事情都慢慢进来了。
And to the members of the church.
带到弟兄姊妹们的当中。
The life that they had experienced at the beginning had somehow dulled.
在起初他们原有的生命似乎已经暗淡。
And anytime this life that the Lord has given us is dulled, we have to substitute things.
当这个生命不那么新鲜的时候，我们就要找一些代替品。
And often our life becomes very external.
因此就变成一些外面的事物。
All through these periods of history, when there is declension, man has taken on an external religion.
当主人的事这样堕落下去以后，人就开始寻找外面的东西。
And man concerns himself with his sort of outer behavior.
因此人就注重那些外面形式上的东西。
How does he look? Does he look spiritual?
怎么样能够让人看起来是属灵的？
Does he have a spiritual demeanor and voice about him?
他是不是能够有一个属灵的一个外衣？
He has a tendency to put emphasis on a building.
他就会注意好像那个建筑物。
And very good music.
好像好的音乐。
It's not the word I wanted to say because we want good music.
并不是我原来想说的，我们似乎很喜欢有好的音乐。
But we become interested in maybe big organs.
我们就想有很大的一个风琴。
Big choirs.
好的是个诗班。
And again, I must be careful I say this because none of these things are bad in themselves.
这些事本身都不是坏的。
But what they do, they take the place of that inner life.
但是那些东西却取代了那个生命的地位。
This inner tabernacle is no longer a real living place for the Lord, so we build something exterior.
在我们这个人本身不能够成为神所居住的地方，因此我们就注意那外面的事物。
Our soul is no longer music to the Lord, so we have to fabricate something outside that sounds religious.
我们这个人本身对神来讲不是一个音乐，因此我们需要从外面来寻找那音乐。
And this can happen in a very short time.
在很短的时间里面就可以发生这些事。
In fact, we could come here on a Sunday morning and really experience in the Lord's life, and even by 9 o'clock tonight, that life sort of disappear.
礼拜天早上我们可以在这里经历主的生命，到晚上九点那个生命就能够好像消失一样。
Now I want to clarify at the outset, we do not lose that life.
我先要说明，我们并不是失去那个生命。
If you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, the Lord Jesus resides in you.
如果早上我们在这里相信主，主的生命就住在我们里面。
But it's very easy to grieve the spirit that quickens that life.
但是我们却很容易让我们里面的那个圣灵好像使它失去那个活力。
That fire that ignites that life is easily quenched.
我们能很容易让那个生命的火来熄灭了。
And like I said, this can happen in just even minutes.
这个可以在一分钟之内就发生。
And if we do not go constantly know how to keep that life alive, we will move into an external religion.
如果不是经常的能够让这个生命活在我们的里面，慢慢我们就走到一个宗教的里面。
And our life no longer looks like the Lord Jesus.
我们的生命就不像我们主的生命。
And we get into something that is manufactured.
我们就在人自己的那个形式的里面。
By the scriptures that we read, it's easy to see that this life, first of all, comes from God.
在我们读的圣经里面告诉我们这个生命是从神来的。
Psalm 36.
诗篇36篇。
Psalm 36 verse 8.
第八节。
Shows us where the origin of this life is.
告诉我们生命的来源。
Psalm 36:8. They drink their fill of the abundance of thy house, and thou dost give them to drink of the rivers of thy delights. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light we see light.
他们必因你殿里的肥甘得以饱足，你也必叫他们喝你乐河的水。因为在你那里有生命的源头，在你的光中我们必得见光。
So that phrase there in the ninth verse, for with thee, God, is the fountain of life.
第九节，因为在你那里有生命的源头。
Now, I think most of us here this morning know that.
我相信我们多半的人都知道这点。
And I think most of us have tapped into that.
我们也都享受了这个源头。
We know that in John 1, Jesus speaks of being the light.
相信我们在约翰福音第一章里面讲到他是光。
In John 1:4 it says, In him was life, and that life was the light of man.
在约翰福音第一章里面说他就是光，那个光就成为人的生命。
And that's what we call the Son of God.
那我们说是神的儿子。
Because the life that was in God,was in the Son.
因为神的生命在他的儿子里面。
And when Jesus came, the good news is that he has given that life now to us.
当耶稣来的时候，他就把这个生命也赐给我们。
So the life that was in God is the same life that we are to possess.
在神里面的生命今天就成为我们的生命。
We are from God.
我们是从神来的。
And we are to share that life.
我们乃是一同分享的生命。
That's what it means in Genesis 1 where it says, or Genesis 2 where it says, we are created in the image of God.
这就是创世纪第二章里面那个说我们是按照神的形象来创造的。
That inner characteristic of God is available to us.
所以神的那个本身的形象也在我们的里面。
But it's easier said than to often come into the reality.
我们这样说是很容易，能够进入那实际，是另外一件事。
There's a constant war going on.
有常常有一个征战。
But the principle is the life that is in God, can you believe it, is available to us.
但是那个原则告诉我们，在神里面的生命，今天也成为我们的生命。
And when I think of that, I ask the question.
当我想到这个时候，我问
一个问题。Has there ever been a time that God is not at peace?
是不是有一个时候神的里面没有平安呢？
Has there ever been a time that God's insecure?
是不是有个时间神里面没有安全呢？
Has there ever been a want as far as God is concerned?
是不是在神的里面他一直都有那个平安呢？
Has God ever been agitated?
神是不是好像被人所
刺激呢？ Has the Lord Jesus been agitated as he went through the walk on this earth and became agitated and stressed out that he got ulcers?
是不是当我们的主在这里地上的时候，他常常受到这些环境的影响，他心里面受难呢？
And the answer, I think, is known by all of you.
我相信我们大家都知道。
That the life that was in God is sufficient for him.
神的生命是完全让我们的主能够满足。
It's an unchangeable life.
是一个不能改变的生命。
It's a perfect life.
是一个完全的生命。
It's a joyful life.
是一个喜乐的生命。
It's never declined.
是不会衰微的生命。
In fact, it's never increased.
它也不会在那里增长。
And this life was put in us.
这个生命放在我们的里面。
A couple weeks ago, I was bicycling in my hometown area where we have our, grew up on the dairy farm.
一段时间以前我在我长大的地方我在那里骑自行车。
And as I was driving by a herd of cows, I noticed that one cow was about ready to deliver.
在我经过那些牛的时候我知道有一个牛是快要生产了。
That means for you city folks going to have a baby.
就是说快要有一个小的牛。
Still had a little of that old memory of what a cow looked like just before she was going to have a baby.
还能够记得当一个母牛快要生产的时候它的那个样子。
And I knew I only had a few minutes, so I drove a bicycle home very quickly so I could pick up Helen because I knew that she had never seen a baby calf before.
于是我就赶快回去找我的姊妹，因为我知道她从来没有看过那个小牛出生。
And we went down and just kind of got behind a little tree there because I noticed the cow was rather nervous.
因此我们就躲在一个树的后面，我们知道那个牛是很紧张。
She would not lay down, and she was agitated, and she was bellowing.
因此她不能够躺卧，她就在那里站里走来走去。
For no particular reason, it was just that that was her disposition, and all cows are different.
每一个牛啊都不是一样的，那就是那只牛的情形。
So I didn't want her to see us. I just wanted her to be quiet during this critical stage.
因此我不愿意打搅这只牛，在这个好像特别紧张的时候。
It brings tears to my even talking about because as many calves as I've seen born, it's such a miraculous thing I never get used to it.
虽然我看过很多次呢，但是这个小牛出生的时候，仍然每一次都像一个奇迹一样。
And we didn't have to wait but very few minutes, and all of a sudden she laid down, and within a minute the calf was born.
我们没有等很久啊，一下时间她就躺下来，然后小牛就出来了。
And when that calf came out, it was black and white like its mother.
那个小牛出来的时候，就像它的母亲一样，是黑和白的。
And the mother got up and began licking it.
然后母亲就站起来就舔它。
And she became a little distressed because when the baby comes out, and on a cow comes out like this with the nose sort of in a V shape.
当那个小牛刚出来的时候，它好像它的头就是伏在它的那个脚上。
The baby's head had twisted under the mother's arm or the its own leg, and couldn't get its leg out.
当小牛出生的时候，它的头呢是在它自己的脚弯的里面，它没有办法自己把头。
But the mother was right there. She nudged, kept pushing that head out so that the baby could get breath.
所以母亲就把他的头让他弄出来，让那个小牛可以呼吸。
And something very interesting about a calf, within a minute or two, it's standing on its feet.
这小牛在一两分钟之内呢，他就自己站起来。
And it immediately moves toward that mother, and it moves up to those front legs to see if it can find drink.
马上这个小牛就到母亲的旁边，他就要在那里找奶。
And there was nothing under the front legs, so it moved to the back legs.
在前脚那里找不到奶，他就到后脚那里去。
And within minutes, it was sucking on the mom's udder.
就在几分钟之内，他就已经开始在吸奶。
Why?
为什么
？Because this little calf had the mother's life.
因为这个小牛有他母亲的生命。
The only thing I could see difference immediate glance was a 1,000-pound difference.
我能够看出来他们两个中间有1,000磅的那个差别。
One was big and one was small.
有一个是大，有另外一个是小。
And God has given us this example, not only in animal life, but even in human life, how even physically life is transferred from adults to babies.
从我们的人的身上我们也看见生命从一个成人传到一个孩子的身上。
God is our Father.
神是我们的父亲
，and he wants us to look like him.
他要让我们像他
，he wants us to be like him.
他要我们像他
，but he knew that there was only one way.
他知道只有一条道路
，and that he had to give his life.
他要把他的生命
，he had to take his life and put that life in us.
他要把他的生命摆在我们的里面。
Now, 4,000 years of the Old Testament, we see this futilely tried.By man.
在4,000年以前的旧约里面，我们看见人怎么样在这里尝试。
God says, "Here is me."
神说这是我在这里。
He says, "I am."
我是。
And he says, "I want you to be like me."
我要你就像我一样。
And he had a plan, and that plan was eat of the tree of life.
所以我们的神有一个计划，他的计划。 就是让人来吃生命树的果子。
If you eat of this tree of life, you'll have my life.
如果你吃生命树的果子，你就有神的生命。
We just read, he gave some trees that were good to eat.
我们看到创世纪说他那里有些果树。
Everyone in here looks pretty healthy. I don't think anyone's having any problem with that tree of fruit, that first tree that we mentioned.
我们每一个人在这里都很健康，我们都能够知道那个生命树的果子。
That sustains the physical body.
那个就是让我们这个身体能够健康。
And then there's another tree there, a tree of knowledge.
这是有另外一棵树，就是知识善恶的树。
And from Adam and Eve, we know that we have no trouble wanting that tree.
在亚当里面呢，里面就想要这个树。
But for some reason, man has always had a problem as far as going for that tree of life.
人总是对于那生命树他有一点的问题。
Jesus says, I am life, and yet most did not follow him.
耶稣说我是生命，然而很多人都没有跟随耶稣。
Why do we have this life?
为什么我们有这个生命？
Why does God want us to have this life?
神为什么要把这个生命给我们？
Well, for one reason, it's the only way to know him.
有一个原因就是，这是让我们唯一让我们能够认识他的方法。
And often this is why we don't know him that well.
这就是为什么我们不认识他的原因。
Because his life is in us is often grieved.
因为在我们里面的生命是常常好像受到压害的。
It's not allowed to prosper, to be enlarged.
这个生命不能够在那里成长。
He's given us this life so that we can worship.
这个生命是让我们能够敬拜。
He's given us this life so that we can love one another.
让这个生命让我们能够彼此相爱。
We can't love God without his life.
没有神的生命我们不能够爱神。
Love comes out of his life.
爱是从神的生命里面出来的。
God is not sadistic. He wants us to be happy on this earth.
神实在让我们在地上能够有一个快乐的日子。
But there is no way that we can be happy without God's life.
但是没有神的爱在我们的里面，我们在地上没有办法喜乐。
There's no way we can be at peace without God's life.
没有神的生命，我们里头也不会有平安。
Even in a perfect environment, we find that we are dissatisfied.
甚至在一个美好的环境里面，我们仍然不能满足。
Ecclesiastes tells us this. Solomon tried everything.
传道书里面告诉我们，所罗门他试过一切的事物。
And if we would read Solomon's life, a lot of the things that we're trying right now, we just kind of put down.
在传道书里面，我们看见他实在是他寻找了许许多多的事物。
We would find that they didn't work for Solomon, they're not going to work 3,000 years later.
如果那些事不能够满足所罗门，那些事也不能够满足我们。
When I say work, I mean make us happy.
当我的意思说就不能够让我们喜乐。
Only God's life gives peace.
只有神的生命让我们有平安。
God is interested in us loving one another.
神要我们彼此的相爱。
We cannot love on our own.
我们没有办法用自己的力量
来相爱。I know this is basic.
我知道这是非常的基
本。We sang about it this morning.
今天早上我们也唱这样的诗歌。
We're constantly talking about it.
我们经常说这些事。
Some of you know 1 John 4 and 5 by heart.
很多人知道约翰福音第一章第四第五节。
If we do not love one another, we do not love God.
如果我们不彼此相爱，我们就是不爱神。
And yet, even right now, we might be crossways with someone.
但是我们就是现在，我们可能与人还有间隔。
Those of you who aren't married, that have that perfect person, think right now, I'll always be able to love my spouse without God's life.
我们还没有结婚的人，我们或许想我可以永远都能够爱我的这个配偶。
Take a lesson from all the married people in here, and they will tell you that it's impossible to even love your spouse without God's life.
如果你跟这些已经结婚的人交通的话，你就知道。我们没有神的爱，我们不可能来爱我们的配偶。
If we cannot love our spouse, we definitely cannot love one another.
如果我们不 不能够爱我们的配偶，我们就不能够爱其他的人。
Look at all of our differences in this room.
我们看见我们中间我们很多的差别。
Look at all of our cultural differences.
我们有文化的差别。
Racial difference.
我们有种族的差别。
Socioeconomic differences.
我们有社会有经济上的差别。
Is there any way we could sit down and discuss anything without being at odds at each other?
有没有可能我们能够坐在一起能够彼此谈话而不会产生摩擦
Absolutely impossible.
完全不可能。
But God has remedied that.
但是神却有一个方法。
He's given us his life.
他把他的生命赐给我们。
And when your life is filled with Jesus,
当你的生命充满了主
and your life,
你的生命
and our life,
我们的生命
we're able to love one another.
我们就能够彼此的相爱
regardless of diet,
不管我们的语言
regardless of our backgrounds,
不管我们的背景
and we call that testimony.
我们称作这个作为见证
It is from the Lord Jesus.
这是从主耶稣来的
It's the Lord Jesus' life in a people.
这是主耶稣的生命在我们的身上
And when that life is in a people, and God looks down, he says, my, how they love one another.
当神从天上来看的时候，他就能够看见我们是彼此的相爱。
He says that's testimony to the angels.
他说这对天使来讲是一个见证。
That's testimony to the world.
这对世界来讲是一个见证。
That's something that the United Nations will never be able to figure out.
这是联合国所不能够做成的一件事。
The United Nations will never be able to accomplish that.
联合国永远不能够成就这一件事。
The United Nations has soldiers on all the borders.
这个联合国会把要把所有的军队摆在每一个国家的边界上。
What a difference it would be if all man today was experiencing God's life.
如果所有的人都能够经历神的生命。
We know that that's not possible.
我们知道那是不可能。
Because it's not even really God's perfect will. I mean his will.
因为这并不是神他自己的计划。
But what is his will is that the people that he has chosen.
但是神的计划是在他所拣选的人当中
The people that he's already given that life to
那些人他已经把他的生命赐给他们的人
But today they experience that life
因此他们能够经历这个生命
Our marriages are to be testimony
我们的婚姻应该是一个见证
If our marriages are not testimony where lies the fault
如果我们的婚姻不是一个神的见证的话
I can see some of the husbands saying, my wife.
我们有些做丈夫的就是那是我的
Maybe some of the sisters are saying, it's my husband.
做妻子的说那就是我的丈夫
Some of you might even be saying, it's God.
有的人甚至说那是神的
Well, number one, we clarify that it's definitely not God.
我们首先要说绝对不是出于神
One of the secrets, no extra charge for this, for a marriage that is testimony
要让一个婚姻成为一个神的见证有一个秘诀
don't think of it being your spouse
就不要去改变你的配偶
that is a big step it sounds very easy
好像是很容易的但是是一个很大的
the day we take responsibility for ourselves
我们要为我们自己的行为要负责
is the day that God's life is able to bloom.
那就是让神的生命能够从我们身上长出来。
As long as we're placing the blame on the other person.
如果我们去责怪另外一个人的话
life is diminished.
那个生命就要萎缩了。
No fruit.
没有果实。
Our families are to be testimony.
我们的家庭需要是一个见证。
Children.Are not to blame parents.
我们孩子不应该来责怪父母。
Young people often fall into this trap.
那个年轻人常常就落在这个陷阱的里
面。I would be a lovely person exuding the life of the Lord Jesus.
他说我能够来彰显基督的生命。
But my parents.
但是我的父母成为我的拦阻。
They're the cause.
他们是这个原因。
We move it into even.The workplace.
我们甚至讲到我们工作的地方。
I could be such a testimony of the Lord Jesus, but the policies in this company prohibit it.
我能够成为主的见证，但是这个工作的 地方的这些规条呢
，the policies are so worldly，
这些呢的非常的属世
，and I am so Christian，
我是一个基督徒
，no wonder there's an anger，
难怪在我的里面有这个愤怒
，no wonder I get frustrated by noon，
难怪到了中午我就已经非常的沮丧
，they're always promoting the wrong person，
他们常常让。升迁那个不该升迁的人。
And the government, it keeps coming down on small business.
这个政府呢一直好像来压迫着小的。
Oh, it would be so good to just bear the fruit of the Lord's life, but the government just makes it impossible.
我们实在愿意在这里能够有果实，但是呢那个政府呢这样的成为我的拦阻。
Some of the greatest testimony of the Lord's life today is in the underground in China.
今天在中国许多神的生命从地下的这教会里面彰显出来。
A people that fight for a little literature, biblical literature, that would give anything for some biblical literature.
他们就会用一切的代价来换一些属灵的书籍。
Kerosene, a gallon of kerosene for light.
他们那里用那个煤油，他们来点灯。
And a warm coat.
或者是一个很好的一个外衣。
Those are the three essentials that they look for and need as they meet.
那是三件事情，他们一起聚集的时候，他们所需要的东西。
But many of those people that are being persecuted, put down.Live in poverty, have a peace that we don't understand in Houston, Texas today.
这些人他们活在穷苦的里面，在压迫的里面，他们的心里有一个平安是我们所不知道的。
I'm always amazed as I travel the world and see this principle carried out.
在我旅行的时候，常常能够看到这个原则在那里出现。
I asked a brother once. I said, "Brother, you go to China quite often. What is the best way?" To get money to the underground.
有一次，我问一个弟兄说：“你常常到中国去，什么方法是能够让我们把钱给他们
？”And is there an avenue? Is there a way to get to these people?
有没有一个方法可以让我们把钱送给他们
？So they wouldn't fall in the wrong hands.
我们这个钱不会给那些不对的人的身上。
The brother wisely looked to me and he says, "Don't send anything."
那个弟兄就告诉我，他说不要送任何的钱。
You know what he said? The next word he says, "You will spoil them."
他说你就会宠坏他们。
They're enjoying a life.
他们在那里享受主的生命。
Of simplicity.
是一个简单的生命。
In the Lord.
在主里面的生命。
Now he went on to say and said, "Yes, you can sin, but." Seek God's wisdom.
他说你可以送，但是呢，你要寻求神的智慧。
Seek the mind of the Lord.
要寻求神的心意。
The point is that there is testimony.
他所说的是在那里有神的见证。
Not in every underground fellowship.
不是所有的地下的教会。
But many.
但是有许多这样。
Because testimony is where that life.Is expressed.
因为见证，就是生命的一个彰显。
Where that life is expressed in a very practical, everyday thing.
那个生命在每一天生活的实际的事情上彰显。
Our brother last week set the tone for saying that this life was not to be meant to be kept in heaven.
这个生命并不是要留在天上。
That's the whole significance of Jesus coming to this earth.
那是为什么耶稣要来到这个地上
？We thank God He is the Son of God.
我们感谢神，他是神的儿子。
John establishes that. The Bible establishes that. We need to know that.
约翰和整本圣经都已经证实这个事。
But you know what is important tomorrow morning?
你知道到明天早上什么是重要的事吗
？That we see God Jesus as the Son of Man.
我们看到耶稣。也是人子
Someone who has been through exactly what you're going to go through tomorrow.
那是一个已经经过我们所经过事情的这一个人。
Now the question tomorrow is, are we going to exude his life?
明天我们的问题是我们能不能够经历他的生命。
are you and I going to express that life tomorrow?
你和我明天能不能够彰显这个生命
？In peace，
在平安的里面
；joy，
在喜乐的里面
；wisdom，
在智慧的里面
；holiness，
在圣洁
；temperance， temperance， self-discipline，
在自己的一个节制的里面
；gentleness，
在温柔的里面
；here's a good one， meekness。
在谦卑的里面。
Why did God have such a high standard or a high appreciation of Moses?
为什么神这样好像重视摩西呢
？Because Moses manifested that character of divine life called meekness more than any other man.
因为摩西乃是把这个谦卑彰显出来。
And it simply means that Moses listened.
因为摩西乃是一个听主话的人。
Moses.Was teachable.
因为摩西是一个肯受教的。
Moses was flexible.
因为摩西是他非常的温柔有
弹性。Now, I guarantee you, brothers and sisters, if we don't have that life about 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, we're going to crater.
如果我们没有这个生命的话，到明天早上11点钟的时候，我们就要跌倒。
About the third thing that we are told to do, we're going to start murmuring.
然后呢？我们就会开始埋怨。
With me, it is often the first thing my wife tells me to do.
对我来讲，那我好像那是我头一件事情，会做。
The Lord uses the relationship with people constantly, what they have to say to us, to bring out, to show us whether or not there's that life.
在我们周围的人常常。是主所安排要来彰显我们这个人的本相。
What is this life like?
这个生命像什么
？Let's just briefly just look at what John has to say about this life.
我们就简单的来看约翰所说的这个生命。
I've noticed the brothers have been speaking from the book of John.
我知道弟兄们都是从约翰福音在这里。
And so I consider this book when looking at this word life.
因此我在讲到生命的时候，我在思想这本书。
Many of you, I think, are studying it on Friday nights.
在礼拜五晚上，许多也在读约翰福音。
And isn't it interesting that John comes back to this word life to when it comes to recovery?
约翰就用这一个字呢，讲到神的恢复。
You've heard me say it before.When a team starts losing football games, what do you do?
知道吗？当一个队他要输掉他的那个足球赛的时候，他要做什么
？The coach goes back to blocking and tackling drills.
那教练呢就会说，你就要重新来练习那些最基本的。
And that's what John does. He goes back to the basics.
这就是约翰所说的，回到最基本的。
You know what's so interesting about that baby calf?
那个讲到那个小牛的时候
，No one taught it how to stand up.
没有人教那个小牛怎么样能够站起来。
No one even told it how to breathe.
也没有人去教它怎么样呼吸。
No one taught it how to suck.
没有人教它怎么样吸。为什么呢
？It had the life in us.
因为它有那个生命在它的里面。
When we have the life of the Lord, we will automatically.Grow spiritually.
当我们有神的生命，我们就会自然而然在属灵的里面成长。
We do not have to keep looking around and see if I'm growing.
我们不需要一直在看我有没有成长。
All you have to do is eat.
我们所需要的就是吃
，drink，
喝
，exercise，
运动
，sleep，
睡
，and you grow.
然后你就成长。
It's just that easy.
那是非常的容易的。
And we'll see the similarity in spiritual life in a minute.
我们在属灵的生命里面也有同样的一个现象。
The brothers have, I think, all of them have been sharing on John 2, the wedding feast.
我相信我们都已经讲到这个迦拿的婚宴。
This was the first sign.
这是头一个神迹。
John gives us 8 signs in this book.
约翰在这里有八个神迹。
They become the skeleton. They become the foundation. Of of the book.
这八个神迹就成为这一卷书的一个骨架。
They become the foundation of the gospel, the good news.
这就成为这个福音的一个根基。
And in, John 2, we see that, Jesus and his disciples were invited to a wedding feast and the wine ran out.
这里讲到耶稣参加婚宴的时候，那酒用尽。
And Jesus, asked for some large pots of water, 20 to 30 gallons apiece.
因此，主耶稣叫他们把那些缸都倒满的水。
That's large. When I was on the farm, our milk cans were 10 gallons, so I had a frame of reference. Twice to three times bigger than that is a big crock.
这里面他所说的那个缸呢是很大的一个缸，甚至有二三十个加仑水那么多的一个缸。
And they begin to dispense this water to the people, and it had turned to wine.
然后他就把这个水去送给那些管宴席的人，那个时候就变成了酒。
And we see here an inexhaustible supply.
这里看到那个用不尽的那个供应。
There was plenty for the wedding guests, and there was plenty for the bride and groom later on.
在那里，所有的这些客人，他们都能够享受。
This is a picture. This is a sign of what kind of life that we have.
这里告诉我们这个生命的一个图画。这个生命是这样一个不能够穷尽的生命。
The problem with most of us is that we're running on fumes.
很多人呢，我们呢是用那个油出来的蒸发出来的那个气。
Like this wedding, the wine gave out.
像这个婚姻里面啊，那个酒就用尽了。
We have to kind of, where's my patience?
我们常常说我的忍耐到哪里去了？
Where's my love for my husband?
我对于我丈夫的爱到哪里去了？
And we try to I know I'm supposed to have some.
我知道我应该有的。
The life of Jesus is inexhaustible. It never runs out.
基督的生命是没有穷尽的，永远不会用尽。
It's very fulfilling.
它是能够让我们得到满足的。
It's very satisfying.
它能够让我们得到完全的满足。
That's why the Lord used wine as the sign, as the picture.
就来做这个图画。
Wine is something that soothes during a time of suffering.
因为就是在受苦的时候来让我们能够得到安息。
Having the Lord's life doesn't mean that we're not going to suffer.
有了神的生命不代表我们就不会受苦。
That's a prosperity gospel that's false.
那不是一个正确的福音。
But he says, I'll give you a life that will be able to take care of that.
但是神说我要给你一个生命，让这个生命能够让你经过受苦。
Personally, I experienced that 6 years ago yesterday. My first wife went to be with the Lord.
六年以前的昨天，我的头一个妻子到主那里去了。
And I suffered some pain through that time.
我就有很大的一个痛苦。
I was thinking this morning after having a good night's rest. 6 years ago, I did not sleep that night one minute.
今天早上我就想起来，在六年以前的那个晚上呢，我没有睡觉。
And the year to follow would be a year of painful existence after 33 wonderful years with a wonderful woman.
在那之后的一年当中呢，是非常的痛苦，因为有33年的这个婚姻以后。
But there was something ever present there.
但是有一件事是一直存在。
A satisfying, inexhaustible life.
就是没有穷尽的生命。
When I met my wife a year later, Helen, she mentioned to me that the Lord had become her husband.
后来在一年以后我就遇到我现在的妻子，她告诉我说主就成为她的丈夫。
And I had given her that satisfaction.
就带给她一个满足。
This in a small way is an example of this life.
这就是这里面的一个例子。
Most of you, many of you have similar stories.
我相信我们许多人都有相似的一个经历。
The Lord desires to be our abundant life.
主要成为我们的丰富的生命。
Satisfying life.
那个满足的生命。
And as we continue in John, we see the second sign, the healing of the nobleman's son.
第二个就是讲到他医治大臣的儿子。
And we see something else about this life.
在这里我们看到有很高的温度。
Fever also often brings confusion.
这个就让他非常的昏迷。
There is no meaning to his life.
他的生命里面找不到意义。
He's extremely weak.
他是非常的软弱。
But the Lord Jesus speaks the word, and the young boy is healed.
但是当我们主在这里说话的时候，这个年轻的孩子就活了。
A picture that God's life has purpose.
这里讲到神的这个生命呢是有目的的。
See, many of us today think that we have God's life and now we can go to heaven.
很多人觉得我已经有了神的生命，我就可以到天堂去。
But with only that as our purpose, there's a lot of confusion.
如果这只是我们唯一的目的的话，我们就有很多的迷惑。
I've got a job.
我有一个工作。
Do I work hard on the job?
我是不是应该努力呢？
Or do I just sit down and prepare for heaven?
还是我就坐下来预备进天国？
God has a purpose for us.
神为我们有一个计划。
He's given his life so that we can manifest his life.
他把生命给我们，为着要让我们来彰显这个生命。
So that we can be his bride.
我们就能够成为他的心腹。
So there is meaning.
这就是那个意义。
And there is strength.
在这里面，我们就有力量。
In the fifth chapter of John, we have the healing of the man there by the pool of Bethesda.
然后在第五章里面讲到在毕士大旁边受医治的那个。
38 years this man had been there.
还有38年在那个地方。
Jesus said, "Do you want to be made well?"
主说你要痊愈吗？
And that life of hope came into that man.
这个生命的盼望就进到他里面。
Jesus' life always gives hope.
主耶稣的生命永远带来盼望。
And the Lord raised him up.
因此主就叫他起来行走。
He was delivered.
他就得到拯救。
He was able to walk in righteousness.
他能够在公义的里面行走。
Brothers and sisters, in our old life, we're totally crippled.
在我们的旧生命里面，我们是这样
的瘸腿。We want to do what's right, but it's totally impossible.
我们想做对的事，但是我们做不
出来。Only in his life is there the ability to walk in righteousness.
只有在神的生命里面，我们能够在公义的里面行走。
Walk right.
我们能够走得正直。
You say, well, you know, I don't know if I want to walk right. That might not be much fun.
你说我并不想走得正直，那可能没有什么的意思。
Have you ever noticed how uncomfortable your children become, even when they're 1 year old, when they're not walking right?
你知道吗？就是你最小的那小孩一岁，他如果他不走得对的时候，他也是。
The minute they say no in a belligerent way, their forehead will become furrowed and scowled.
他们在那里说不的时候呢，他这个人就落在那一种不安的里面。
And from that moment on, that child is not at peace.
在那个时候，那个孩子就没有平安了。
The next toy they pick up, they'll throw it down. Mad at it.
然后他就会把那个玩具丢下来。
There's a whole frustration that comes over their body.
他整个身体呢，都在那里沮丧。
We're only at peace, brothers and sisters, when we're walking righteously, rightly.
只有我们走在公义的里面的时候，我们才有那个平安。
In the sixth chapter of John.
在第六章里面。
We have the feeding of the 5,000.
这里讲到给五千人吃饱。
And Jesus says here, after he feeds these 5,000, I am the bread of life.
然后主说，他说我是生命的粮。
Now this is a real important point. I'm just going to spend a couple minutes on it because I think it's something that's often missing.
这是一个很重要的一件事，因此我想用一点时间来说。
When you believed in Christ, that life of the Lord Jesus came in you.
当我们相信主耶稣以后，那个生命就进到我们的里面。
But what sustains that life?
但是怎么能够维持呢？
God said, man shall not live by bread alone.
主说人活着不是单靠食物。
We should be able to learn something just about our physical life and eating.
我们需要从我们这个肉身的生命来学一点东西。
I often think of this. If we were to sit down like we are in about a half an hour, and eat a big meal.
如果我们坐下来，然后吃一个很丰盛的一个午餐。
Or we go down to a nice restaurant and we have dim sum.
或者我们到一个很好的那个餐厅里面，我们去饮茶。
Or you go to the Far East, like I have the last 5 years, three of those years, or four, three or four, I have been in the Far East during Chinese New Year.
如果你在中国旧历年的时候到远东去。
And in Singapore, you have steamboat, a Chinese New Year, that's like pot liquor, pot sticker, pot sticker. What's pot sticker? What?
锅贴。
饺子
啊。
Yeah. When you put all those little things in, the hot water.
Oh, hot water.
Yeah.
哦、oh, 那是水饺。
Okay.
水饺。
Okay. Everyone know what it is now? Well, I think all of you have been there. In Singapore, they call it steamboat.
好、oh, 在新加坡他们称作那个叫 steamboat.
And that's where I was this past Chinese New Year.
那就是在过去一个中国新年我去新加坡。
And you eat for 2 hours.
他们在那里一吃就吃两个小时。
And the next morning you get up and you're hungry.
第二天早上你起来的时候你又饿了。
Now, isn't that peculiar?
是不是很奇怪呢？
I guarantee, I don't care how much you eat this afternoon at 1 o'clock here, tomorrow morning, everyone's going to probably have breakfast.
不管今天中午我们吃了多少，明天早上我们还要再。
And if you're late for work and skip breakfast, I guarantee you're going to have lunch.
如果早上我们没有吃早餐，中午我们一定要吃中餐。
Why?
为什么？
The body needs it.
因为我们的身体需要。
Some of you slight little women, about 11 o'clock, you got to have something to eat. You start getting dizzy.
如果我们不吃的话，到了11点钟，我们就好像有一点走不动了。
Our physical body has got to have that food.
我们肉身的生命需要食物。
It's exactly the same thing in our spiritual life.
我们属灵的生命也是同样的。
We think that eating twice in our spiritual life is enough.
我们觉得在我们属灵的生命只要吃两次就够了。
With me, it would be 50 years ago I received Christ. That's one meal.
如果50年以前我接受主，那个是头一餐我吃了。
November 1951, I was baptized. Second meal.
然后我受浸的时候呢，我吃第二餐。
Done.
然后我就不再吃了。
That's why we're so anemic.
那为什么我们这么贫血？
That's why this life doesn't bear fruit.
因此那个生命不能结出果实。
We don't eat the living word.
因为我们没有吃这活的话。
How was Ezekiel able to prophesy the word? The Lord first of all said, eat it. Gave us a picture. He had to go down and chew it.
为什么以西结能够为主说预言呢？因为他把神的话吃下去。
Here in this chapter in John 6, Jesus said, eat of my flesh.
在约翰福音第六章里面，主说你们要吃我的肉。
Drink of my blood.
你们要喝我的血。
He was not talking about cannibalism. It's a picture.
他不是讲到我们要吃人，他是讲一个图画。
How is this life going to be sustained in us?
这个生命怎样能够维持在我们的里面？
How is it going to continue to be abundant life?
怎么样能够成为一个丰富的生命？
Only by eating more of that life.
就是要能够不断的来吃这个生命。
Jesus was the source of that life, correct?
主耶稣是这生命的源头。
He also is the supplier of that life.
他也是这个生命的一个供应。
Every day that we do not take that manna in the morning, We suffer spiritual anemia during the day.
每一天早上，我们不来得到这个属灵的玛拿的话，那一天我们就好像在那里有一个属灵的一个贫血。
We become tired and crippled.
我们就在那里就非常的疲倦，我们就
spiritually we become angry.
在我们的属灵的里面，我们就有愤怒。
We become proud.
我们就有骄傲。
Jesus' life is humble.
耶稣的生命是一个谦卑的生命。
If we eat of his life, there is a transformation into humility.
如果我们吃了他的生命，在我们身上就改变成为他的谦卑。
Not by one meal a year.
不是一年吃一顿。
Not by one meal a week.
不是一个星期吃一顿。
How the children of Israel suffered because it took so long to learn the lesson of manna.
以色列人他们花了很多时间才能学习到这个玛拿的这个功课。
They weren't to get a whole lot.
他们要一次拿很多。
They were just to wake up early in the morning before the sun came up. That's a little hard for some of us. And take a little manna for the day.
他们在太阳还没有出来以前，每天就拿当天所需要的分量。
If we're not doing that,We suffer.
如果我们不这样做的话，我们就损失了。
Here we see in the sixth chapter that this life is an abundant life.
在约翰福音第六章里面告诉我们，这个生命是一个丰盛的生命。
And it's something that we must feed on daily.
我们每一天都要去喂养它。
Ninth chapter.
第九章。
Healing the blind man. This is the fifth sign.
在这里医好生来瞎眼的人。
This is a life, brothers and sisters, that we have of light.
这是一个一个有光的一个生命。
Not only a righteous life, it's not only an abundant life, it's not only a satisfying life, it's one that continually gives light.
不但是一个丰富让我们满足的生命，要一直给我们光。
When we come to the Lord Jesus and we feed on His Word and He gives light.
我们来到主的面前，我们享受他的话，他给我们光。
And it's self-perpetuating. Out of that light comes more life.
然后在这个光里面，我们得到更多的生命。
In ourselves, we're absolutely blind as bats.
在我们的里面，我们完全是瞎眼。
That's why we're often so confused. We go through life not allowing.The light of life.
因为我们在生活里面，我们没有让那个生命的光在我们的身上。
To be our life.
让它成为我们的生命。
In chapter 11, we have this story of Lazarus.
在十一章里面看到拉撒路的事。
And we see Lazarus is raised from the grave.
拉撒路就从坟墓里面被叫出来。
It's an overcoming life.
这是一个得胜的一个生命。
Even the worst thing that we think of, death itself, is overcome.
因为就是连死亡也被胜过了。
My wife today is alive. My first wife.
我的头一个妻子呢，她今天仍然是活着。
Her death was a very peaceful death.
她的那个死是一个非常有安息的一个死。
Because of life.
因为神的生命。
Some of you on your jobs are hard pressed because of the pressures that we've already talked about.
很多人我们在工作里面受了很大的压力。
One of two things can happen.
两件事可能会发生。
You will either succumb to death tomorrow.
你或者是好像屈服在死的那个权力的下面。
In utter exasperation.
然后你就在那里好像用尽了你的力气。
Frustration.
非常的沮丧。
Disappointment.
非常的失望。
Death.
许多的死亡。
You'll either say something out of your mouth that brings death.
你用你自己的嘴说出一些话是从死里面出来的。
The word says the mouth, the throat is an open grave.
这个我们的喉咙是一个敞开的一个坟墓。
We breathe death through our mouth.
从我们的嘴唇里面，我们把那个死亡。
Proverbs 10:11-12, 13:14-15, and 16:17.
就是在那个箴言里面，
Over 50 times there's mention of this mouth.
有50次，超过50次讲到我们的嘴。
Our day tomorrow will either be that of life.
到明天早上，我们可能要不然是那个生命。
Or death.
或者是死亡。
But in Lazarus' resurrection from the dead, we see that death is overcome.
但是在拉撒路的身上，我们发现那个死已经被胜过了。
That's the life, brothers and sisters, that we have.
这是我们所得到的生命。
And this is what God expects us to enjoy.
这是神要我们来享受的。
Tomorrow, 20th.
到第二十章。
The seventh description of life. We see Jesus going into the tomb.
我们看到耶稣进到坟墓。
And we see his resurrection.
我们看到他的复活。
And death has for once and all been dealt with.
在一次而永远的就把这个死亡解决了。
And in the 21st chapter, we see Jesus making a little fire by the Sea of Galilee for his disciples.
21章里面看到主耶稣在那里他就生了一堆的火。
They have fished all night and they've caught nothing.
门徒整个晚上钓鱼他们没有钓到。
And he says, cast your net on the other side.
然后主说你在另外一边撒网。
And they do that.
然后他们就做造了。
And of course, you know the story, the net is filled up.
然后那个网里面就充满了。
And the picture here is that God has given us his life to be one of love and one of service.
这里乃是说神给我们的生命是一个爱的生命是一个服事的生命。
He makes breakfast.
他在这里做早餐。
His disciples, and he says, Peter, do you love me?
他就问彼得说你爱我吗？
He says, ask the question 3 times.
他就问了三次。
And we see the emphasis there of love that we're to have for the Lord.
这里面那是讲到我们对主的爱。
And if we love the Lord, we're to feed his sheep.
如果我们爱神的话，我们就要喂养他的羊。
We're to feed his lambs.
我们要喂养他的羊。
We're to exude his love.
我们要在这里彰显他的爱。
I often hate to use that word servant.
我不太喜欢讲到这个字侍奉。
Without defining it.
如果不能够先解释一下。
We had recently a conference in Taiwan, and one of the subjects was servant.
最近我们在台湾有一个聚会，有一个题目就是讲到侍奉。
And one brother spent 3 days defining this word service.
有一个弟兄三天里面他就在告诉我们什么是侍奉。
And I summed it up in this, and he summed it up in this one sentence.
最后呢他做结论的时候呢有一句话。
Service is the issuing of God's life, God's divine life, out of us, not activity.
他说这个侍奉呢就是神生命的一个流露，而不是那些活动。
What serves people is life.
只有生命能够服侍人。
Not doing things.
不是那些活动。
Doing things will come out of that life.
这些的活动都要从生命的里面出来。
But if it's done out of duty,
如果是从我们的责任里面来做。
Out of tradition,
或者我们的传统里面来做。
Out of sentimentality,
如果是从一种我们的观念里面来做。
Out of patronizing man or patronizing God,
我们如果是希望讨人的一个喜悦。
The Bible calls it hay, wood, and stubble.
圣经说那就是草木禾秸。
Not gold, not silver, not precious stones.
不是金银宝石。
So that's why at the foundation of all of our service, all of our ministry, this word life has to be foundational.
因此在所有侍奉的事情上，这生命是非常的根基。
This just takes it from heady, being just academic.
因此这些侍奉里面不是出于我们的头脑。
Ask yourself this morning, is your Christianity, is your spiritual life something up here?Or is it something from those wells of living water?
我们属灵的这个生命是从我们的头脑里面产生的呢，还是从 那个生命的源头里面产生。
Look at Jeremiah 2:13.
耶利米书第二章十三节。
Jeremiah 2:13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, and it kind of gives who is me? The fountain of living waters. That's the first thing they've done. And then they've got to do something. When we move away from the fountain, then we've got to make our own. Remember at the beginning we said, we've got to make our own religious order. We've got to come up with a form. And here they hew for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water, can hold no life.
因为我的百姓做了两件事。头一件事就是离弃我这活水的泉源。当人离弃了活水的泉源以后呢，他就做第二件事，就是为自己来凿出一个池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
Are you experiencing this life this morning, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹，今天早上你能够经历到这个生命吗？
Do you want to?
你要有这样的一个生命吗？
Experiencing divine life is the only way to please God.
如果要讨神的喜悦，我们就只有来经历他的生命。
It's the only way to prepare for eternity.
这是我们唯一的一个方法，一个道路，为永恒来预备。
When we personally stand before, face to face, one on one with the Lord Jesus Christ, at his judgment seat.
有一天我们在神的那个审判宝座的面前与他面对面的时候。
Our whole life is going to be evaluated by one word. So, how much of the life of Jesus?
我们整个一生就要在神的面前被他来好像来衡量，而他所衡量的就是一个字，就是他的生命。
What prompted me to say what I said.
到底为什么我会说这些话？
Was it out of life or was it out of my soul?
是出于我的生命呢，还是出于我的魂？
If it's not out of life, there's no count.
如果不是从生命里面出来的，那就不能算数。
It's God's perfect will that everyone here experience this life.
神的心意是要让我们每一个人都能经历这个生命。
I'm not a pastor.
我不是一个牧师。
I'm a businessman.
我是一个做生意的人。
All my life I've been in business.
所有我一生我都是在做生意。
But in 1971 I read a little verse, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly.
到1970年的时候，我读到一节，他说我来是要叫你们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
That put me on track to pursue that life.
我就开始来追求这生命。
With many, many failures since then.
在那个其中我也经历许多的失败。
Often I look for a shortcut.
常常我来找一个捷径。
Some way to quickly come into that life.
找一个捷径能够很快的能够得到的生命。
Without daily consecration.
不是没有每一天奉献在主的面前。
Morning consecration, evening consecration is one of the essentials of holding that life.
每天早上，每天晚上把自己重新的献给神，是保守这个生命的一个重要的事。
Taking care of sins that come into our mind, into our thought, and come out of our mouth. Taking care of those quickly.
就能够让许多的事情从好像我们所说的话这些事都能够好像被保守。
One word of anger cuts that life off and death replaces.
好像一句 一句话，一句生气的话就能够把这个生命。
A word of flattery to our boss cut that life off, and death occurs.
好像对老板讲了一个谄媚的话呢，也会让这个生命停止。
No greater privilege than to be the holder, the vessel that contains God's life.
这是我们的一个权利，主要我们成为这个生命的一个器皿。
God has a way of making this life to blossom.
神要为着让这个生命能够成长，他有一个道路。
It's called dealing.
这就是神要来在生活里面来遇见我们。
80 years of dealing with Moses.
他用80年在这里来遇见了摩西。
We say over 100 years dealing with Isaac, or Abraham.
用100年的时间来遇见亚伯拉罕。
Putting things into our life.
让我们遭遇一些事情。
Dealings in Job's life.
在约伯的身上他来遇见。
Financial disaster, family death, I was going to say, a nagging wife.
那里他遭遇到财务上的损失，儿女的损失，还有他妻子的唠叨。
All of these things we call the cross.
这些就是我们所称为的十字架。
And the cross simply means it crosses you out.
这个十字架就是把我们自己除掉。
Job in his situation there was crossed out. He came to a place, I am nothing.
当约伯经历了这个十字架以后，他就觉得他成为无有。
Moses had the same experience.
摩西也有同样的经历。
And many of you have too.
许多人我们都会有这样的经历。
Let's not kick against the goad.
我们不要用脚来踢刺。
Let's not kick against these dealings.
我们不要来好像抵挡主的这些工作。
You are in the perfect environment where God has you right now.
神把我们摆在是一个最好的环境。
To the degree that you receive God's grace to accept that environment.
我们要在神的面前接受他的恩典，来接受这个环境。
To be at peace with that environment.
要在这个环境里面得到安息。
To embrace that environment.
我们甚至好像完全的接受这个环境。
To embrace those people that make up your environment.
在这个环境里面，我们就接受这环境里面所安排的一切的人物。
God will give life.
神就会把生命给我们。
The more that you accept, the more pressure that you accept, and do not murmur against and complain against, the greater will be the blossoming of that life.
如果在这个环境的里面，我们能够不埋怨，那这样那神的生命就能够从我们里面彰显出来。
It's the best kept secret.
这个实在是一个秘诀。
This life is the best kept secret.
这个生命是一个秘诀。
Because the world has exactly the opposite viewpoint.
因为这个世界有一个相反的看法。
The world says,Improve your environment. Alter your environment. Divorce. Separate. Change. Remove yourself.
这个世界要我们来改变我们的环境，可能是用离婚，可能是来改变它。
But God says, Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.
但是基督说，我是道路、真理、生命。
Come unto me.All ye are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you my life.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，你们就可以得享安息。
Rest is one of those things that comes out of that life.
安息就是从生命里面出来的。
Are you at rest?
你是有安息吗？
Many times Jesus healed, as we just mentioned, on the Sabbath day he healed that man.
主耶稣常常在安息日的时候来医治人。
Giving us a picture that he is our rest.
让我们看到耶稣基督就是我们的安息。
Have experienced his life this week.
但愿我们这一个礼拜能够经历他的生命。
We pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we just rejoice this morning that you have not left us orphans.
主，我们感谢你，早上我们欢喜在你的面前，因为你没有让我们成为孤儿。
You've not commanded us to be Christians without giving us the life of a Christian.
你并没有让我们成为一个基督徒而不给我们生命。
You've not commanded us to overcome without giving us the life that overcomes, resurrection life.
你也没有叫我们去得胜而不给我们一个得胜的生命。
Lord, we do not want to live in death.
主，我们不愿意活在死亡的里面。
We want to live in victory.
我们要活在得胜的里面。
Victory in the cross and the resurrection life of Jesus Christ.
在活在十字架的得胜和主耶稣复活的生命里面。
May we eat daily of your life.
我们每一天都能够吃你的生命。
In order to keep that life and that you have given us alive.
好让我们能够保守你所赐给我们的生命。
Seal this word to our heart in Jesus' name. Amen.
保守这个话在我们的里面，奉主耶稣基督的名。